morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, with the gardening activity starting to sort of pile up around us, let's go ahead and talk about a few of those gardening activities. There's one that's going to be taking place at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla. It's a composting workshop that's going to be on Saturday, August the 2nd. They're going to show you how to supply your soil with nutrition, how to create some beneficial microbes that can, we all don't like the word microbes, right? We all want to disinfect everything.
Right.
But there are beneficial microbes for your garden. You can learn about those at this particular workshop. You can learn how to build and maintain a compost heap. Again, it's taking place August the 2nd at the Mountain View Market Farm in Mesilla, New Mexico. There is a registration fee, and you do have to register in advance. And we have the information available for you on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. You can also call the radio station here if you'd like more information. And we were talking before the show, Denise, that the Master Gardeners here in El Paso are working on a sort of a composting project called a keyhole garden?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the new types of gardens that you've kind of seen some buzz being created about. And they were developed for very arid regions. And it's an interesting concept because it's almost a circular garden with just a wedge cut right in the middle of it. And most keyhole gardens are no more than 4 to 7 feet wide. And that's so that you can access the entire garden itself. So you pretty much stand in the keyhole area and you're able to garden all around there. It's really just a fancy word for, you know, gardening on a compost pile, because what you need to do is you need to layer the different types of compostable materials in the bottom, and then you put your plants on top. And then as the seasons progress and they go in and out and you change out your different crops, then you keep on returning that biomass that you created, like your tomato leaves or something that you're not going to directly consume. You put that, you leave that in the garden itself, and then you just plant another crop.
Well, that's a neat concept. And where are the Master Gardeners experimenting with this?
They're installing that right now, actually probably as we speak, at the Escarate Vegetable and Teaching Garden. And they're definitely looking into all of the components, building that up from scratch. And then what we're going to do is we'll have a large educational event out there so people can come out there and see what a keyhole garden is, what it's all about. They'll have the entire materials lists that they need to be able to purchase all those supplies that they need to be able to build their own keyhole garden. I think it's a really neat concept for people that have limited outdoor space, or also people that have difficulty, you know, bending down or reaching over large areas as well, because you pretty much just garden standing up inside this wedge.
Nice.
So it's a really neat concept, and we're going to be installing that very soon. So keep it on Good to Grow so we can share that information when all those educational workshops come up.
Well, another big workshop that the Master Gardeners do have scheduled is a container gardening workshop focusing on culinary herbs. And tell us a little bit more about that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, this year we had to put this program on twice in the season because the first one got filled up so quickly. It's a really, really kind of fun workshop because in addition to having an instructor being able to talk to you and tell you about how to choose a container garden and how to assemble that all together, you actually get to do that yourself. So we decided you can do container gardening with almost anything, you know, whether that's flowering plants or vegetables. And we decided to go ahead and look at herbs this time around, because people that do have vegetable gardens, they're going to have a lot of tomatoes or a lot of summer veggies coming in off the harvest. And this is a good way to kind of add to make a meal. And also purchasing cut herbs from the grocery stores, they're really highly, you know, perishable as well, and they're really expensive. So we thought this is a great way for, you know, novice or even experienced gardeners to be able to get their hands on some great herbs and assemble their own container and be able to take that with them. I think an important thing about that is that it's a teaching component also, because I have master gardeners who have taken plant propagation specialist classes, and they're actually the ones that started the plants themselves. So they seeded the plants, or they took the cuttings, rooted them out, and we use our we have access to a small little teaching greenhouse. So they're able to grow all of these plants and then take them over for the actual teaching component to the participants. So it's a really a kind of a neat project that we have. We're really excited about it. We do have a limited seating on that because there's only so much, you know, hands-on activity. There's only so many instructors to be able to be there. And of course, the space is limited. We are accepting the prepaid registration by the end of the month, which is by the end of July 31st.
Well, you know, for the $20 program fee, you get the handouts, you get the potting soil, you get the container, and you get the plants. It's pretty much all done for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not bad.
Exactly. So it's really fun to get, you know, a hands-on component to that and people actually seeing, you know, you're going to learn about, you know, some design elements and getting a container garden going, get to pick out the plants that you want and assemble that into your own container and then take it with you. So there'll be a lot of different types of basil in the container garden class. So we have the red ribbon basil, which is going to have a nice purple reddish tinge to that, some lemon basil, some lettuce leaf basil, so almost like a little variegated romaine lettuce-looking basil itself, rosemary, lemon balm, chives. I mean, it's a lot of different herbs that you can choose from.
And it's all stuff, if you were to open the drawers to your spice rack, you probably, you know, have a bottle of herbs that probably have been there for about 2 years.
Right.
Chuck it out.
Exactly.
Go to this workshop and start growing them from scratch and start working them way into your recipes. And there's going to be a cooking demonstration as well.
Yeah, I actually invited our nutrition agent who does all of the nutrition education in the county. And we always talk about healthy eating and what do we do? How do we substitute fat, calories, sugars for taste? So what she'll be doing is actually using some of those fresh herbs into a good summer recipe. And she'll do the entire cooking demonstration at the front, and then she'll actually provide a tasting of the recipe that she conducted, and then also with the recipe card so that the participants can go ahead and take that home with them. So in our last programs that we had like this, it's almost like watching television, and you go from the cooking show
to the home gardening
do-it-yourself show. So it's kind of... It's a good time all around.
I think you need to have your own, what is it called, the public access cable channel for the Master Gardeners,
right? There's a thought.
So this is a workshop that's taking place on Saturday, August the 9th. It's 10 a.m. to noon. And like Denise said, the registration must be prepaid by July 31st. And you can find the information by going to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And you can also call the radio station here for more information. We're at 880-KTEP. Space is limited. And I think this is really good for people who, like you were saying about the keyhole garden earlier, this is really good for people who have limited garden space but want to be able to do something productive in a container.
Right, exactly. I absolutely love patio gardens. I love to look at their kind of collection of different types of containers and the way they kind of assemble them into their porch or, you know, in a corner of their yard. I think it's really neat. And it really adds like a little personal touch in making the garden really individual. So the container itself is not going to be a fancy container. It's going to be a working container. but you'll be able to transport that and put it into a really decorative outdoor pot on that because... as we know, these beautiful terracotta pots that are colored, or maybe we always have some nice metal pots that we see out in garden centers, we're able to see, well, what do we do with those? There's no drainage hole on them. They look pretty, but my plants are going to either drown in them, or the soil and the water and the heat are going to break them down. So it's really that facade. It's really an outdoor, just a beautiful pot on the outside, but the work is really going on in the inside in just a standard nursery container.
And you can learn more about that again on Saturday, August the 9th, the Container Gardening with Culinary Herbs. Make sure that you reserve your space. You can, again, find more information at ktep.org on the Good to Grow page. Well, Denise, the Master Gardeners, we're running through a lot of events here, aren't we? The Master Gardeners are still accepting applications for the next class.
Right, exactly. We have gotten a lot of different applications already coming into the office. So definitely get your application in. It's a great class. We have a great lineup of regional speakers to come in and help teach different components of the class itself. We also have some new speakers coming in. So it's a really great opportunity to be able to get some really in-depth training as far as being a master gardener. We only do the class once a year, and we only accept 25 applicants for the class because it is so intensive. In addition to the classroom lecture, after that's done at the end of November, we go into the internship portion of that, and we have a mentor program as well. So each trainee is matched up with a master gardener depending on their likes and interest, so that that way we kind of look at the completion of the program.
And we invite you to listen to the last Good to Grow that we did with the second year master gardener, Jennifer Salter. That was a great interview, and she gave us some really good insights to what's involved in that master gardener class and what you can expect if you're interested. So we invite you, if you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, go to the Good to Grow archives at ktep.org and listen to that interview. It was really great.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, we do have a little bit of time here to talk about some of the plant problems that the Master Gardener Hotline has been receiving in the last few weeks. And so, Denise, you were talking a little bit about nutrition deficiency before the show. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, we see a lot of yellow leaves perhaps on some of our plants. Is that just bad watering practices, or could it be something more?
It could be a lot of different issues happening to your plant, but we can talk about what the nutritional deficiencies are. And plants need, just like us, a lot of nutrients and vitamins to be able to survive and function appropriately. One of those is nitrogen. That's most commonly found in all of your fertilizers that you find. And if you don't have enough nitrogen, then the plant tends to have this yellow tinge to it. But one other additional that kind of gives the yellowing symptoms on that is going to be an iron deficiency. And the interesting thing about distinguishing the difference between a nitrogen and a iron deficiency is that the iron deficiency shows up on the new growth of the plant.
Oh.
So think of iron like a metal. It's heavy metal. It's not going to be easily transported to the new growth. So it's slow. It's in the older growth. It's going to stay there, not going to move. And that's how you distinguish that, because nitrogen is just the opposite. Nitrogen is quick. It's mobile. Uh-huh. It's going to go in and out. So it's going to say, oh, I'm putting in new leaves. Let me go and put my nitrogen onto that new bud. So that's really the biggest difference to look at to distinguish those two different types of deficiencies. So study your plant, look at the individual twigs, look at see how they're growing and where that yellowing is occurring. And like I said, then after that, we can certainly look at and positively identify that as well. And I've had some great branches of samples come in on some poplars. So it's really great to be able to look at that. We also, if you have any kind of home or backyard pecan trees, they can also benefit from a zinc and an iron spray as well.
Well, I think if people want to perhaps ask the master gardeners more about maybe some yellowing they might see in their leaves, if they have any questions on whether it could be an iron or a nitrogen deficiency, you can send those pictures to the master gardeners by emailing them. We have their email link on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. You can also call the Master Gardener Hotline at 566-1276. That's 566-1276. Well, we do want to, again, thank you so much for listening today, because we are out of time. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.